Okay, so the James River is raging, flooding on the way. We wanted to get some perspective. To do so, we bring in the warning coordination meteorologist from the National Weather Service in Wakefield, Eric Seymour. Eric, thanks for being with us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Gary?
I'm good. Hope you are as well. So give me the latest. What is the situation right now with the river?
Right now, we still have the river still rising, and looks like we've got probably a couple days we're going to be dealing with the river being in flood. The crest right now is just about getting to the Cartersville area and is moving downstream. So we should see the river crest sometime during the overnight hours tonight as the water moves through from the West Ham Gauge, which is near the Huguenot Bridge, all the way down through the Richmond Locks area during the overnight hours tonight.
And what is the current projection as to what the crest will be when it comes to Richmond, the Richmond area?
Yeah, right now we're looking for values kind of in the 17-foot range, maybe up to around 18 feet at Westham and about little over 17 feet at the locks. Just to give a little bit of perspective with that, those values would be falling somewhere in the neighborhood from a flooding perspective of the flood in 2010. There was a pretty big rain event in mid-January, and then also the next highest crest from that is back in 2003. So we're dealing with water levels we haven't seen really in the last 10 to 15 years or so moving through the Richmond area.
From a historical perspective, it doesn't get anywhere near some of the worst that we've seen, but 17 feet is still pretty serious, right?
Yes, it is. A lot of your areas along the river, that folks like to go to in the James River Park system, Brown Island, Belle Island, those areas, it's best to avoid those areas this weekend. A lot of those have already been closed off anyway, so you can't get out there to them. There's going to be a lot of things with the high waters, not only the water itself, but there's a lot of things that are floating in the water. That part of the river is a great part of the river for kayakers and a lot of raft trips and things like that, like to go down through that area. Well, the water being high it can be very dangerous because it's very, very quickly moving. But there's also a lot of things and a lot of debris, a lot of, tree limbs and stuff that are, from upstream that are flowing down, that are moving through the area. One of the guys in my office was actually out on a boat in the lower part of the James a couple days ago, and he said he was amazed by how much debris was still in the water from some of the previous high water we've had over the last couple months. So, there are a lot of dangers with this water being high, so it's best just to stay away from those areas. I know a lot of folks like to, you want to see it as, a visually attractive type of thing to be able to go see, but it's best really to avoid those areas when the water's this high.
We're talking to the warning coordination meteorologist of the National Weather Service in Wakefield, Eric Seymour. Eric, for people who kind of want to keep an eye on this, I think about going back to Gaston when Shaco Bottom got flooded out, but the river wasn't that high, and that's because the rain was kind of concentrated in the Richmond area. How far west does the floods, does the levels of the James River get affected?
It gets affected all the way back into the mountains. So the headwaters, back around Gathright Dam and those areas, that's where, a lot of the heavy rainfall on Tuesday into Wednesday fell. So, you get back along the I-81 corridor, and so when you had all that rain falling there on Wednesday, and then Wednesday night into yesterday, we had the rain falling in Richmond. So you're kind of getting the water into the river in our area in two ways. You're getting the initial rainfall directly over the area, but then you're getting the water that's, upstream. It has to move from the mountains to the coast coming through secondly. So we've already pushed the water level up with the rain that we had, and now we've got that what we call routed water that's moving down the river that's got to go through too. So that's really what helps keep the water level elevated for that longer period of time, is all that routed water coming through now.
Okay, so you said later today is supposed to be the crest in the Richmond area. How long before it kind of clears out?
We will, from all looks right now, we expect that the river will stay above flood stage through sometime during the day Sunday. So probably sometime Sunday afternoon we'll see the water levels drop below flood stage at that point. So even in that time period where once it drops below, there's going to be a lot of, there's still, like I said, a lot of debris that's going to be in the water. And a lot of the areas that are in and around, you have to kind of see what damage has occurred from that water coming in there. So, you know, it's probably at this point you're probably talking early next week before, especially you know, some of the park systems and areas like that start becoming accessible again for people to go out and walk and exercise and those kind of things.
That's great insight, man. The power of water is no joke, right?
It is not. So,
thank you very much for the insight and your time this morning, and enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. Do the same.
That's Eric Seymour, the Warning Coordination Meteorologist from the National Weather Service in Wakefield.